Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously just a credit to Adrian Peterson and what a great professional he is. You know, came right in, stepped right in, and like he had been here all the way through camp. He was in camp. He was in shape. He was ready to go, for the season. So he obviously put his work in through the course of the spring and through training camp with the Redskins. But, he was in a good place. He was, ready to kind of come in and make something happen.
Matt Patricia there, Lions head coach, talking about Adrian Peterson, 91 yards in his Lions debut week one against the Bears. Those Lions come to Lambeau to take on the Packers on Sunday. Rami Makhlouf in for Bill today and joining us right now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, covering the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, is Eric Baranchik. Eric, long time no talk, man. How are you, sir?
It has been a long time. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better now that I have a microphone to get my stupid opinions off into, Eric. So I cannot complain, sir. Cannot complain. Obviously, the story of week one, Aaron Rodgers looking like Aaron Rodgers again. What stood out on the film that you think really drove that performance by number 12?
Well, first of all, the part that really sticks out was the footwork. The last couple seasons we've been kind of hard on Mr. Rodgers because of seems to throw off his back foot a lot. In his presser the other day, he really kind of came out and talked about that a little bit, that injury that he had to his leg against the Bears 2 years ago really made a big difference for him. And it looks like he is able to turn his hips a little bit in the throws to the left, especially to the flat. Seem to be like the old Aaron Rodgers. So hopefully it continues.
We played a clip earlier of Pat McAfee this morning on ESPN saying he's predicting Aaron Rodgers will have the best season we've ever seen from Aaron Rodgers. It's just 1 week, but I said that if he keeps, first of all, if he keeps the mindset that he's had, because he seems happier, more centered, all the stuff that we've all read about, but more importantly, keeps on doing the things within Matt LaFleur's offense that we saw week one against Minnesota, I think it's as wild as that sounds and as good as we've seen Aaron Rodgers be before, I think that's entirely possible and realistic. Do you, Eric?
Absolutely, and I think it's a different offense than what we've used to seeing with Mike McCarthy. So if you go back 2 years, that offense was spread right out. Everybody, guys from the, sometimes two guys from the numbers out, but their offense was spread apart, and it was predicated on the wide receivers beating their man, right? Well, now they have their offenses, they don't have the, or at least to some people's view, they don't have the same wide receiving core that they have right now. And so this offense is predicated on making or running routes and route combinations that get guys open against certain defenses. So it's less about having to beat a man, and it is about getting to a spot. And you see some of the motions, and you see the way that Aaron Rodgers is throwing the football right now. I think he's hot, and I don't think it's going to slow down. If you look a couple of years ago, the Chargers had a really good running game, Jared Goff looked like, next coming of Jesus himself, the way he was throwing the football. And this guy was a superstar, and all of a sudden, no running game, and they came back to, floated back down to earth. I think what you're seeing in Green Bay right now is you got a running game. It's not necessarily one guy, but they have a running game that is going to allow safeties to make mistakes, and Rodgers does not let that happen.
After what we saw – oh, sorry. Go ahead, Eric. Finish your thought.
No, he capitalizes on that. He knows what he's doing.
After what we saw in year one under Matt LaFleur, talking with Eric Baranchek of PackersNews.com here on the Bill Michaels Show, Rami Makhlouf in for Bill. I think a lot of people were surprised by how much they threw the ball. This was such a run-oriented offense the first year under Matt LaFleur. Looking back at the tape and seeing what the Lions presented, was that by design? Did they expect to come out pass happy, or were they just kind of taking whatever the Lions gave them when they were stacking the box?
Well, I think if you look at what the Vikings did.
Or Vikings, I'm sorry, I said Lions.
That's okay, on defense. The strength of their – or the big weakness on their team right now on their defense is the secondary. So it makes a lot of sense to attack them. And you're going into another week against the Lions where their secondary is struggling as well with a bunch of young guys and some injuries piling up. I would expect them to do the same. And what really makes it interesting is if they run the ball and have a little bit of success early on, those safeties start getting soft, right? So they're starting to play the run rather than the pass, and that's human nature. And then that's when things open up because guys make mistakes, you know, like the one where MVS dropped the one. That was a mistake by the safety.
Right.
And unfortunately, he drops it. But there's a lot of those things that are going to happen. Good things happen when you can run the ball because it softens up the defense and it makes them able to capitalize on mistakes by safeties and linebackers as well.
Speaking of running the ball, on the flip side of things, to start the show, we were talking about keys to this game, and I always plot the road to a win. I also plot the road to a loss when I'm analyzing and talking about a particular football team. And really, the only way that I see the Packers losing to the Lions this week is if they can run the ball successfully and keep their defense with that secondary you talked about and Aaron Rodgers off the football field, that's the road to a Lions win and a Packers loss. Why were the Vikings able to move, or were the Vikings able to move the ground successfully before it was garbage time and they obviously had to go through the air a lot more? Were the Vikings able to move the ball on the ground successfully against the Packers the way that we saw teams do it in 2019?
Yes and no. No, I mean, when I say that, you know, Dalvin Cook had 50 yards rushing, and Madison picked up most of his yards in the second half when it was kind of garbage time, like you said. So I don't put a whole lot of credence. I mean, they gave up 134 yards on the ground, 34 was from their quarterback, and 100 yards from their running backs. Rule of thumb, if you can keep your running backs at 100 and below, you usually win the ball game. Now, obviously, when you're playing Cam Newton and some of those other guys out there, that changes. But I thought they stopped the run okay. It's the National Football League. Those guys, if they want to run the ball, they're going to run the ball. But what I really liked out of the run defense was how the linebacker, that particularly Kirksey, the way he filled into the alley and the way Barnes was able to play, I thought played really heads-up football. Everybody talked about it a little bit, but earlier in the week when we were talking, there was a play on a screen pass where the fullback came out loaded on him, and then Dalvin Cook snuck out behind him, and he did not get caught up on the load block and kept on with Dalvin Cook and stopped what would have been probably a big play because that was where the ball was going to go. And if you remember, then Rashawn Gary tackles him for a gain of 2 yards. That's a huge play that nobody understands and a lot of people miss. So I think their linebacking core is way ahead of where it was last year as far as physical ability. Now, whether they're going to be able to handle some of the big-time blocking that they're going to get on certain teams this year. But right now, I think the linebacking core looks pretty solid.
I'm sure you've checked out some Lions tape to get ready for this game on Sunday. Adrian Peterson and the rest of their success on the ground before the Bears turned that thing around, was that something that the Lions are doing well in the run game, or was that more the Bears just weren't doing a very good job of stuffing the gaps and bringing down Adrian Peterson?
I tell you what, Adrian Peterson, your hat's off to that guy. If he can go 16 games the way he did last week, boy, what a solid professional. I think he is a solid guy. I think he hits the heart He hits the hole hard. He's still got a little bit of burst and some wiggle and plenty of veteran savvy to make it happen. I'd have to put more of it on Adrian Peterson than on their offensive line in the way it looked. And I also believe that the Packers are going to have their hands full. I mean, there's no question about it. If they can get that run game going, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be one of those days where you better bring your lunch pail because it's going to be a long night's work.
That's a great way to end this interview. I love a bring your lunch pail reference. Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Thanks again, man. Really, really good catching up with you, Eric. Take care.
Yeah, take care. Glad to hear you.
Thanks, man. Eric Baranchuk joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They're hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Give them a call at 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.